We're just concluding the Ikar Shishi on Nevuah. And there's, first of all, it's not on the sheet, but there's a Loshon of the Ramban, which is very beautiful and fits in very well with what we were saying. The Ramban in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Chiddush Ramban. So there the Gemara says, Miyom Shecharav Beis Amigdash, Alpha Pisha Nitla, Nevuah, Men Aviyah, Men HaChacham Lo Nitla. Right? From the day of the Beis Amigdash destruction, even though Nevuah has been taken away from the Nevi'im, has not been taken away from the Chachomim. The Ramban, at the end of his... Just at the end of the paragraph, he says, Hachi ka'omar. Afa pisha nitla nevuah sanavim shua mare v'achazon. Even though the nevuah of the prophets, which is in a vision, right, a vision and an image, nevuah sachachomim, however, the prophecy of the chachim, shehi bederech hachochma, which is through the path of wisdom, lo nitla, that has not been taken away. Ela yoidin ha'emes, baruah hakodesh shebekirban. They know the truth with a Ruach HaKodesh which is within them. So that's a very interesting statement. In other words, we saw that the Rav Moshe was saying that what is Nevuah? Nevuah is a Hemshech Maimed Har Sinai, continuation of our access to Har Sinai and to the experience of revelation to the Kol Hashem after Nevuah has ended. So he says it's now through the Derech HaChochma. So we're saying the Derech HaChochma is not like a revelation that comes out of the blue, so to speak. There's Yigia in both cases. The Yigia of a Novi. Right, what does a Novi do? What's the work of a Novi? He has to work on himself in terms of, as the Rambam says, in his midos and in his intellect and his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dveikus, his Boidudus, and so on and so forth. And then, if he is Zoicha, he gets a Nevuah. Like, he gets a vision or a communication. But with the Chacham, it's a different type of Yegiah. Of course, you have to have good midos and so on and so forth, but the effort here is primarily directed to the effort of the intellect. And when the effort of the intellect is the human being puts the maximum effort into their intellect, and they get to a level where they understand, they it's almost like a little above what they really should be able to know, but it's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them a knowledge beyond what they know. And Rav Moshe always says, Ein fell, right, in Yiddish, meaning the idea fell in. So that's the form of Nevuah that we have today. However, I wanted to look at, that's the Ramban, it's an interesting Ramban to look at. Again, Bava Basra, Yud Beis. So I want to look at Baskol. So the Yerushalmi, actually, let me start with the second source, I'm sorry. The Gemara in Yuma. So Kidatanya, Mishemesu Nevi'im Acharonim, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh MiYisrael, Va'adayin Hayu Mishtamshim BeBaskol. That when the last of the prophets died, so Ruach HaKodesh ended for the Jewish people, but they still used to use a Baskol. We still used to use a Baskol. What is a Baskol? So have a look at the Yerushalmi, it's an amazing pshat in what Baskol is. Amar Rabbi Lozer, Holchin Achar Shmias Baskol. We follow a Baskol. My timer. What's the reason? Oznecha tishmana davar me'acharecha. Loimar ze haderech l'chuba. Your ears will hear something from behind you to say this is the way in which you should go. Revelozer a'at l'funya. Revelozer went to some type of event. Asa avtinus duramai. A Roman soldier of some sort came over. Ve'ukume me'acharei. Ve'yosivle came behind him and sat in his seat. So the Roman, you know, comes over, some big, I guess some thug, and he says, "Oi, mate, get out of my seat," right? So he throws him out of the seat. Amar hachim. So Rabbi Lozer said, "Kol amar loyakim lebarnash elali." There's a huge crowd here. The one person that he throws out of his seat is me. Right? There's got to be a reason. Lace efsher da'ana nafik micha. It is not possible for me to leave here. I'm not going to leave. Adeneda mahu besoifa. I want to see what happens. Because I'm interested in knowing why this happened to me. Vahavitaman chive sharei. There was a snake hiding there apparently under the seat. Nafek v'yahiv le edro taman achas deribui. Right, so the soldier or the Roman sat down there and basically got bitten by the snake. V'kora ilavei, and he read on this the pasuk v'eiten adam tachtecha. I will place a human being instead. I will place someone there instead of you. In other words, in the time of Nevuah, so Rabbi Loza, had he been Ra'ui for Nevuah, would have gotten a, Hashem would have said to him, he would have got a vision with the verse, Va'eten Adam Tachtecha. So here, how did he get that same posuk? Via an incident. In other words, something happens, Hashem's communicating to him through an occurrence. I.e., so bus call, the way Yerushalmi said to understand it, what's a bus call? So something happens, blatant divine providence, right, where he sees himself thrown out of a seat, the thug who throws him out of the seat sits down right onto a snake, and he dies. So in that sense, he sees as, Eitan Adam Tachtecha, I'll place someone instead of you. In other words, there was some type of gzeira on him, maybe he understood there was a gzeira on him, and Hashem placed someone there instead of him. So it's interesting that a bus call seems not necessarily a voice from heaven, right? Although we see from the Gemara in Bava Metzia and other Gemaras that it's a voice from heaven, but it's also a communication of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a roundabout way. Right. Yeah.
Is this supposed to be the story here about the Roman? Is that contradicting the first statement? My tama vosnecha tash tishmanu dovar meacharecha. I mean, that sounds.
No,
like
no, it's an explanation of it.
But that sounds like it's mamish. You're hearing something, not just.
What this is what you are hearing. Doesn't mean. That's right.
Vosnecha?
That's right. He's not understanding it in a literal okay. fashion. Hearing a voice. I think what he's saying is that this is the idea, right? You're hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to you, so to speak.
Well, is there an actual communication here, or is it just the recognition of Hashkacha?
So it sounds here that it's actual communication, but it's obviously, had it been someone other than Rabbi Loza, I'm not sure if he would have heard it. Or been aware of it, right? So it's an awareness of the... It's an awareness that Hashkacha. Look, it's very difficult. Yeah, that's what Hashem's communicating to him. Had Hashem communicated to him, he didn't say those words to him.
This is the Korah, that the subject of the Korah is Rabbi
Yeah, that's what he's saying, yeah. And if you have a look, we find, talks about bas kol, Chol yoim v'yoim bas kol yoitzes mahar choyerev machreses for oimres v'omeres oilehem labrius milboinus shel Torah. Right, so does that refer to a voice that comes out of har chorev, or does it refer to the very is the whole Kabbalah Satorah of Har Sinai saying that? Is history saying something? It sounds like a little bit like history is saying something. If you have a look at the Tosefta in Yevamos, which is a really afilu shama kol mekoinenes shemaz karsoi bein hamesim ein edus gedolim ezu. He heard a voice of mourners. They used to have professional mourners, wailing and stuff like that, and gnashing teeth, and saying, wailing for this guy's death. So that's considered an edus. She can get, the woman can get married. Shama beistin shel yisrael shayomim ployni ben ployni meis or nearag tinasa ishtoi. Right. So if you heard a beistin of Yisrael proclaiming that so and so was killed. Or died or was killed, so his wife can get married. Shama b'kun treisin shol malachim, shai oimer ploini ben ploini meis on erag loytinase ishto. If you heard it from a king who had been proclaimed in their legal texts that some type of proclamation that so and so died, right? She should not get married. Umesiin al pi baskol. Right, I don't know if we paskin like this lahalacha, but it says here Messin al pi baskol. That means he heard of it. Right, shama echar al roisha har va'ama ish ploini ben ploini nashchoi nachashu meis halchu matzu shetafchu einav v'yasiu es ishtoi. So a guy heard a voice from the top of a mountain that so and so had been bitten by a snake and died. They later on they found him that his eyes were, swollen, maybe that's indicative of a snake bite, I have no idea, right? And they married his wife off, right? So again, here a bus call is given to be considered to be quite quite reliable.
Did they marry him off before they found his body?
That's a good question. It's not clear from here. Now, from the first statement, it says Masih and Alpi Baskol, and the Mesa is supposed to be a support for that.
So maybe the Baskol tells you how to find the Mesa. So,
maybe. I mean, I was just thinking, this week's parasha, last week's parasha, and coming parasha, we have all the Chaloimus, right? So the Gemara, right? The Gemara says that that guy's father left some money, didn't know where it was. He has a dream where the money is. Right, so was this a Sanhedrin, I think. So he has a dream where the money is, and it says the money of your father is in Makom Ploini, and it's Mesa Sheni. It's like, bummer, right? So anyway, he finds them. The Gemara says divrei chaloimos lo malim v'lo maridim. He doesn't have to worry about it. He can use the money. Divrei chaloimos, don't have to worry about it. Just do whatever you want with it. Right, but then there's a Gemara in Adorin that says if he was niduhu b'chalom, if he was put in cherem in a dream, he has to go and get hatara to go to a beis din. They have to be matira. So it's a stira. So the different answers, the Tashbeis, I think it is, answers that a chalom is always a safek. Is it really a communication from Hashem? Is it not? So in Momon, safek Momon, right? Moitzim mechaver al varaya. Right, okay, I had a dream that the money is yours or whatever it was, right? So you want it, you prove that it was, right? So therefore, but when it comes to Isurim, to Safik Isura Lachumra, so therefore the Chalom raises a possible Isur. So you have to be, from there, that's one of the answers. Tashbeis is the answer of the Tashbeis, right? There are other answers. Some say that the Chalom in general doesn't do anything when it comes to revealing reality. We assume it's ein boi chalon shein boi divrei shu, right? It's hevel, right? Whatever. However, right, there is an idea that if you had a dream that you were put in cheirem, then this is reason to be worried, and hence you go to a beis din to find kapora.
But that specific type.
In other words, in general, dreams gurnish, right? Here's a specific type of dream. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right. So, but some say that, you have a whole slew of cases of Rishonim who took their dreams very seriously, right? First of all, there's the Shailos and Tshuvos Min HaShamayim, mm-hmm. One of the Rishonim who you would go to sleep before he went to sleep, did Shailas Chalom. So some poskim can say a Shailas Chalom is different. If you had a dream at night and you came up with a Psak Halacha and you woke up in the morning, halavai, we should have dreams like that, right? That's one thing. But if you actually did a Shailas Chalom, that was before you went to sleep, you actually dove into Hashem, I want to answer to this question, maybe that's a different story, and that would be okay, right? But you have sometimes it's just the conscience, your conscience talking to you. It's like the Nodi Yehuda quote, there's a Rosh in Avodah Zorah who quotes a Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's a fish called the Barbuta fish. So Rabbi Ephraim was matir the Barbuta fish.
Is it something with kosher now?
Yeah, I guess there were issues with the scales, I don't know. So he was matir the Barbuta, many Rishonim are matir the Barbuta fish. So he says it's okay. So that night he has a dream. After he told his community that it was matir, he has a dream. In the dream, Eliyahu, what he appears to be Eliyahu Anovi, comes towards him, carrying a silver platter with a cover over it. And he says, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe Umoiri. And Eliyahu Hanavi says to him, Shalom Alecha, Talmidi. And Eliyahu Hanavi comes forward and says, can I give something to you? He says, how could the Rebbe serve the student? He says, nevertheless. So he opens up the top of it, and there's this seething mass, right, of bugs and worms, and Indiana Jones Temple of Doom type stuff, right? And he gives it to him. And the Rebbe Ephraim comes back and says, Tomei, right? It is impure, right? And Eliyahu Navi says, oh, really? More impure than the Barbuta that you said was okay? Right? And boom, end of dream. So that morning he wakes up and he proclaims, it's Osir. Barbuta is Osir. Forget it. So Nodi Yehuda quotes this. Nodi Yehuda says, if this indeed was Min HaShamayim, that it's actually Osir, why didn't the other Rishonim also have the same dream? He says, evidently, maybe his conscience bothered him. He says, the chumra that Rebbe Ephraim was mekabel upon himself not to be matir the barbuta fish. But he says, but the maisa, we hope that it's okay.
Well, Why would he, if it's a chumrah, he should not impose it on other people?
I'm sorry?
If it's a chumrah, he shouldn't impose it on his
people. He felt that it was not, his conscience could not allow him to say that it's okay. You want to ask another rav, go ahead. But I'm not going to, I can't tell you that it's mutter, I'm sorry. Right? So, you know, maybe, right, maybe. So, but there are all types of cases where you have, you know, it's mentioned in Rishonim and Achronim that they're having a dream, and then, so sometimes it's just their conscience, right, telling you to reconsider, you know, so you have certain cases like that, right? But I'm sorry? Generally not, except for that Shuvas Min HaShemayim, where the whole thing is really Mishraim, but some argue that it's a Shelas Cholam, so that's a little different, so it's hard to know. If you have a look, there's an edition, the Masada Rav Kook edition of that, I don't know if it's the only edition, has a lengthy introduction by Reuven Margolius, who discusses this issue, like with all the Makoros, very, very interesting. Anyway. Oh, there's an explanation. Yeah. So you're right. If there's an explanation, so then it's open to the standard way or the standard methodology of halacha and psak. You can always investigate what it says, right? If it's just a yes no, then that's already that you're right. That might be more problematic, right? In the sense that lo b'shamayim hi, right, etc. But the idea of a bus call is like you for instance have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that just the second last thing on the page. Right, bayis tinoik v'isha afa bisha ye ein nichush ye simon imatzliach achas ze gimel pam alo v'chein. Now, after he's buys a house or has a child or marries, right? So if he was succeeded in business for three times after that, then it's a good simon. Chaimuta loymal tinoik psoikli psukeich. You're allowed to tell a child who's learning. Is that what posuk are you learning? And he tells you the posuk, and that's a simon. So that might be a form of a bus call, right? That might be a form of a bus call. There's the famous story of that is I think it was Reb Moshe and Reb Aaron Kotler, right? So in which Reb Moshe Feinstein was coming to the States, and he was concerned about the fact that Reb Aaron Kotler, I think, was already there, and he was concerned of maybe a pagia in his cover to come. So he asked a kid, what posuk are you learning? So the kid says the posuk he's learning, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go back to Egypt, va'aron ha-koyen, Aaron achicho, and your brother ro'ocha v'samach libo, he'll see you and he'll be happy that you come. So like, wow, there you go, right off the bat. Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he looked at that I guess it's a type of a bus call. Kodesh Baruch Hu is communicating with us. So it's not always easy to read these. In fact, usually it's impossible to read them. Right? The best you can do is say, what message should I think might be that will lead me to do tshuva? Okay, that's great. Right? But the Gemara does seem to say that there are still a level, some like a, I guess a rishumoy nikar, right? A little. What's Rishumo Nika? It's like a little bit of a sign, as the like when you were writing on paper, there's still, you know, the paper underneath has still got a little bit of a impression of the writing. So that's what we still have of Nevuah, that type of bus call. Okay, we'll stop here.
Let's go.
See you tomorrow.